Good morning. It is 8:18 and you're listening to Raven Radio. Joining me in the studio, I have Jackie Fernandez and Allie High telling us about the Sheldon Jackson Museum's Artist in Residence program. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Allie, welcome back to town.
I love it here.
And maybe tell the listeners where you just were.
Oh, well, I understand that some people here in Sitka have walked the El Camino de Santiago, and I just got back from that trip and a week in Paris, France, so I'm on the lookout for some croissants.
And that's what we talked about pre-interview. And you are here as the this week's artist in residence.
Yes, I was here 2 years ago, and I loved it. I spent a year here in high school, pre-bridge, so that really dates me, but I love this place. My parents attended school here, Mount Edgecombe and Sheldon Jackson. My grandfather's buried here, so it's kind of like coming home.
And you said pre-bridge. I haven't heard that term before, but I understand.
I have bridge experience, a very experience, one of the most embarrassing things that ever happened to me. So it's etched in my mind.
I think that's another story for another show. And where do you reside now?
I live in Anchorage. I teach school at Chugach High School, Eagle River. I own a home in Wrangell. I'm born in Ketchikan, lived in Sitka, Juneau, own a home in Wrangell.
So you're just like you living and experiencing a lot of different areas of Alaska. As an artist, you actually work in a lot of different mediums.
Yes. I start out primarily as a mask carver. I work with Jack Hudson out of Metlakatla with my Tsimshian tradition. I'm also Haida and Aleut. And then I kind of gravitated towards other things like printmaking, design, silversmithing, courtesy of Nick Glennon and his father Dave, with some help from Sue Folletti and just a bunch of people putting things together. And I teach pottery in the public schools.
That's quite the resume. So Jackie, how did you connect with Allie? And was it positive that she has all this diverse art background, or were you like, we have to sort of get her a little bit focused?
I don't think Allie needs any focus. I think she's on top of it. But she's been in the program before, and she wanted to come back this year. And she's just, she's got a great personality, and she's easy to talk to and really talented. So we connected, and she was here. And she just got to town yesterday. So actually, I have this monthly curator's lunch thing that I've been doing for almost 3 years now. And we were having lunch at Little Tokyo and looked outside the window. And I hadn't actually gotten the chance to talk to Allie in person before. But I said to Rosemary Carlton, is that Allie High standing out in front of the restaurant? And it was. So we went outside and, you know, we hugged each other and talked about Europe. And that was it. So that's the kind of person Allie is. We're really fortunate to have her here. And I'm excited to see the kind of work that she's going to be doing. So,
and Allie, what kind of work will you be doing?
Well, I was just in Haines 2 days ago, I think. I was in Haines from Tuesday to Thursday, and I drove 1,500 miles round trip. And I was working with a printmaker from Poland there, Chris Nowicki, and he helps me with my silkscreen prints each year. So I was working on a killer whale and an eagle. And this week I need to knock off a beaver, so I'm looking for some inspiration. So that's where I am this week.
Where do you often look for inspiration?
Well, I grew up in Ketchikan, live in Wrangell. I'm an island person, so it mostly comes from the ocean. And even when I was in Europe, I was so much happier in Spain when I finally reached the ocean, Finisterre and Murcia, and saw the little fishing boats. So it's mostly ocean-oriented. I've noticed that.
And it's so being observant sort of gives you the inspiration.
Well, it's like you folks here when the killer whales go down the channel or wherever, you know, and you can't, you know, you're running down the street in Wrangell and waiting for them to come up again, or you're out fishing. My father was a commercial fisherman in Bristol Bay, so I spent so much of my life on boats and around that sort of thing that it's just second nature to be observant about those things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And being that you're traveling a lot, you're working on a lot of different projects, where are you finding the energy to do all this?
I'm I'm not really sure. Although I did go to bed at 6 o'clock last night because I had 4 hours sleep the night before, and I just got off the 7-hour 50-mile road trip from Haines to Anchorage. So it's kind of find great spurts of energy and lots of sleeping whenever I can grab it. So I'm a night owl, like many artists, and you work while the inspiration is there, and you crash mightily when you're finished.
But we'll be keeping Allie well stocked with caffeine and baguettes, so it'll be fine.
I'll be fine. I think life is energy, and people and the surroundings and the way everyone connects with the land and the ocean, and just a powerful community of artistic experiences here in Sitka, and certainly where I've been traveling, the street performers, everywhere. You close your eyes and you can be in Sitka, you can be in Paris, but the talent is always there if you are looking for that sort of thing.
And Jackie, what will be the hours that people get to see Allie working on?
Well, she's here almost every day, basically, until the 21st. And people should stop by the museum in the mornings until the afternoon. And we have a copy of our calendar for the Native Artist Demonstrators Program, which is the name of the residency program, at our website at museums.alaska.gov, or people can pick one up from the museum if they just stop by. And also, after Allie's here, we're going to have Sarah Williams back again in the gallery for the first week of August, which we're really looking forward to. And two other things to think about: on Saturday the 21st at 1 p.m., we have our third Saturday family-friendly youth program, Atsahan Saturdays, and we will be making octopus bags. We are almost at capacity for the program, really looking forward to it. And August 1st, Thursday, we have Santa Fe artist Jeffrey Gorman coming to town, and he's going to give a talk and presentation on working with found art and on being inspired in a museum setting, and specifically how the Shelton Jackson Museum has affected his work. So lots to look forward to.
And is there a fee? Do people have to pay the entrance fee for the museum to see the artist?
Yes, there is a fee, general admission fee, and there's also a museum pass that you can get that will allow you to have access to both the Shelton Jackson Museum and then the Alaska State Museum in Juneau if you're there. And I'm really sorry I never worked the front desk. I'm a bad curator. I don't know how much the admission fee is. I think it's $5.
I'm sure it's very affordable for to see an artist in residence working before you in the amazing collection.
Definitely.
That you have.
It's worth it.
Absolutely. So, Allie, what's your next project right after Sitka?
I haven't been home to Wrangell in 2 years, so I am going to go down and check on my house. And then I hope I have just time to work with Silver for about 3 weeks before school starts, August 15th. So a few more designs to get out this summer, but looking for a concentration of time.
And then back to school. Yeah.
Well, there's salmon stock out in Inilchik, and one of my favorites, Brandy Carlisle, is coming out, so I might have to sneak down there. Oh, and I have to go dip netting, too. I mean, I have to on the Kenai, so...
I'm very impressed by your ambitious schedule.
Oh, thanks.
You must be MVP gold.
No.
No, still not.
Just tired.
Well, we appreciate you, taking the time to come to Sitka with your very busy schedule.
Oh,
it sounds amazing. We hope you come back and tell
us
about some of your other projects as well.
Well, it's been quite the adventure. Alaska Airlines is flying, or not Alaska Airlines, but Iceland Air. That's how I got to Europe, and that was a great trip. It was kind of different. I had to spend a few days in Iceland, too. They're like us. I like them. They're rugged. They are.
All right, a plug for Iceland.
Yay, Iceland.
I'd like to thank my guests, Jackie Fernandez and Allie High, telling us about the Native Artists in Residence program. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.